And temperature outside now 58 degrees. We were talking in the last half hour about this new website called The Little Voice. And with us to conduct some more of that information is Christy Sims Piazza. And we'd like to welcome you to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're already a family law attorney. You've done all kinds of these things. And you've been involved in a couple of cases where the child abuse has been prevalent, especially the one about the small boy and his grandmother's neglect. Now, how did that all come about?
Well, I actually received that case. It was a pro bono case that I took on to represent the grandmother getting custody of her grandchild. And when I met her is when I learned that the child had been in foster care for some time. And when I started representing her, our first fight was getting him out of foster care. And once we got him out of foster care, then our next fight was to get her custody. And we ended up in that case terminating both of the biological parents' rights, and she ultimately prevailed in getting custody of her grandchild.
Now, the abuse coming from the neglect, what kind of circumstances were there?
Well, both mother and father were drug addicts and had involved the child in a lot of their drug parties and drug usage, and would actually have parties and lock him in rooms so that they could carry on with their affairs. He'd missed a lot of school, obviously had been subjected to some physical abuse, and, you know, the drug usage of his parents. So he had gone through days where he didn't have anything to eat, was left alone a lot as a very small child. So there was a lot of neglect and substance abuse issues involved, and also physical abuse.
So why didn't it go to the grandmother in the first place?
Well, when CPS got involved, unfortunately, the parents who wanted the child to stay with them told CPS that the grandmother was unfit, and the mother had told CPS that the grandmother had actually abused her as a child. So instead of investigating further, unfortunately, CPS took the word of mom and ruled grandmother out as a possible placement for the child.
Mm. So is that kind of thing what led you into the production of this, The Little Voice?
It is. Child abuse is something that is one of the things that, you know, our society, in my opinion, you know, needs to pay attention to, and it's going to take a united effort to combat child abuse and to make sure these children are not in these abusive situations.
Now, being a family law attorney, and with this case with this little boy who was reunited with his grandmother, you've seen the problem, and you've seen some of the outcomes that happen when child abuse is reported and when people step in to do the right thing and to report. I feel that a lot of people don't report child abuse because they are afraid of making a bad situation worse. How would you respond to that?
Well, no report is going to make a bad situation worse. Typically what happens when a CPS report is made is CPS will come in and investigate, and there will be some kind of investigation. Statistics show that when a report is made and somebody comes in to investigate, the abuse typically stops. And it stops because the abuser, who's typically a parent or a family member who's caring for the child, knows that there are people out there watching and that somebody is watching them. So typically the abuse will stop at that point, and it's not going to get worse. And, you know, the investigator will decide whether or not there's actually abuse going on. At that point in time, if there are signs that there are abuse, typically the child will be removed from that situation until they can have some kind of finalization and final ruling from a court on what's going to happen with the child. So, you know, anybody who's afraid that they're going to make the situation worse, you know, I believe can rest assured that the situation is not going to get worse for the child. If anything, it's going to get a lot better and the abuse is going to stop.
Now, you were involved pretty heavily with the actual production of this video, Healing the Wounds, and some of the others. Were you involved heavily in this one as well?
Yes. Yes, this is something that that I was involved in the committee that produced the video and is doing this project.
Well, talk a little bit about just how much is involved in putting together a multimedia video thing.
A lot of work. We had to decide kind of how to present the information in a video form, what information would need to be included, what experts that we wanted to include in the video that would add to the different topics of child abuse that we wanted to cover. And the production of the video took a series of months of deciding who was going to be in it and then actually shooting the video. Once we got the video done, there's a lot of time spent on editing, and then creating the pamphlets and other material that we have produced to go along with the video so that we've got some guides to hand out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty intensive. It was our biggest project this year with TYLA. And it took a unified effort with our organization to get it done.
So how much does it fit hand-in-hand with the Survivor video that you have up on the website as well?
I think it fits very well hand-in-hand. A lot of the organizations that we are presenting this project to, we've also presented the Healing the Wounds to. Typically with child abuse, there's typically a situation where there's some kind of domestic abuse as well. Not only is there kind of abuse between the parents, but there's also typically when you have the situations abuse with the children as well. So I believe that, you know, it actually goes hand in hand with that project very, very well.
In fact, the website has several different kind of legal guides in this regard, doesn't it?
Correct. We want to educate the community on, you know, what their rights are and different resources that are out there, whether or not they're dealing with domestic abuse or they're dealing with some kind of child abuse.
We've talked a little bit about the hesitancy of people, especially because they don't want to get meddling and, you know, get a bad name and all of that from doing it. But there are some other restraints if you don't report, aren't there?
Correct. There are statutes out there that cover whether you're an ordinary citizen or whether you're a professional. And everybody has a duty to report. People who just regular community members who might think that there's some kind of abuse going on, they do have a duty to report under the Texas law to CPS and to the authorities. If you're a professional, you have a higher standard, and you've actually got to make that report within 48 hours of you learning that there may be some kind of child abuse going on.
So what happens if I decide, no, I'm not going to get involved?
Well, if it turns out that the child is being abused, typically the evidence will come out on what kind of contact this child had with people and who may have known something was going on. So there may be some legal ramifications for somebody who doesn't report. In addition, studies show that children typically when they make an outcry of abuse, typically that's only done once. And if a child makes an outcry to somebody and that person does not report and does not take action, that might be the only time that child ever comes out and lets somebody know what's going on. And so it could be a difference in saving a child's life.
Now, the website itself, where is it?
It is at www.tyla.org. And on that website, all of our projects are posted on that website, along with people have the ability to go on and download our videos, as well as order any videos if they'd like copies to be sent to them, and any of the material that we have on any of our projects.
I know I'm not supposed to ask things like this, but I will. Which one is your favorite part of it?
My favorite part of it is feeling like I'm making a difference. You know, TYLA has a lot of really great projects, and I think these projects really make a difference in the community. And with this project specifically, you know, children are our most precious resource, and anything that we can do to help them out of an abusive situation, you know, I think is worth it all, and really what you know makes all the work that's put into these projects worth it, in making a difference in a child's life and being an advocate for them, and finding an avenue to help them out of a situation like this.
Well, Christy Piazza, we want to thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Our pleasure.
Thanks.
Our time now is 7:57. You're listening to The Power of Information, KX.